Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening podcast. It is your host, Cosmic Colleen, back with another Weekly Awakening, some Ash Jerome news. I know today was definitely a preview of this Capricorn full moon. It was a crazy Monday where everything was blocked, stuck, you know, no entry, all of those vibes, which are definitely the Capricorn full moon vibes. I want to remind everyone to follow me on social media, Cosmic Colleen 1C. Every week I collect my notes, I sit, I meditate, I come up with the transits and how I feel it's going to play out for the week. But during the week, as I'm really living, you know, in everyone's world, behind the chair, at the salon, and just paying attention to my own world, like other things come to me about these transits. So I usually post them on TikTok, Instagram. So follow me on there. And again, thank you. I know I say it every week, but I want you guys to know how grateful I am. Thank you for continuing to send this to friends, post about it on social media, comment, you know, on the videos. All of that really helps get this podcast out there, which is, again, the best way that you can support this right now. So thank you, everyone who does it every week. I appreciate it and love you guys. So again, the big news this week is the Capricorn full moon, which is going to be trine Uranus and opposite Mercury. Mercury will also be sextile Uranus. And then we got Venus trine Saturn all happening on this full moon. So that feels like a lot of Capricorn Saturn energy. Thursday, Venus squares Neptune. And then on Saturday, Mercury conjuncts the sun. It is going to be under the beams of the sun. It's going to be a little burnt up. So Mercury can feel a little bit Mercury retrograde, but I feel more so with communication, things are going to get a little bit burnt up. And then, again, I leave for Italy next Monday. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit of some of next week's transits. I may do another episode next Sunday for the 2 weeks that I will be gone. There won't be any episodes. But I can't make any promises because this coming Sunday is the only day I have off between now and when I leave for Italy. So I don't want to put the pressure on that I have to get another one out there. And I don't have a studio manager right now to post that out. So bear with me. This episode will also have some of next week's transits. And then possibly next week, I may do another episode before I fly out to Italy. Don't hate me if I don't, but I'm going to try to do it as much as I can on Sunday because I love you guys and I'm going to miss it not bringing any episodes for 2 weeks. Whew. Okay, so let's jump into it. First of all, I was just thinking, as you know, I haven't done it so much and haven't been called to do it over the last new moons over the last year and a half, but definitely the last 7 years solidly, I've been doing new moon manifestation lists and I need to find them. I want to find one tonight to take a picture of it because I have wrote more than once the Amalfi Coast on there. And it's like, it just kind of showed up in the most magical way. And it's sort of like a gifted way. And I can't believe that something I wrote on there, one of these magical trips that I've been trying to manifest for a couple years, is actually coming to life. So that's pretty cool. Just want to share that little tidbit. I'm definitely happy for the things that didn't work out, I thought I needed. I just want to comment on that too. Sometimes we manifest and we focus, and at the time we want something so bad, but the universe knows better. The universe has hindsight that we don't yet have. And I can tell you, looking back, there's some things I wrote there that I am so happy didn't manifest. I had a girl on a TikTok video comment and say, oh, you know, something that was happening a couple weekends ago. And she's like, I hope this doesn't manifest doesn't get in the way of what I'm trying to manifest. And that's what I responded. I said, okay, well, yeah, I'm wishing you the best luck. But just remember, I can promise you, I'm very happy that sometimes the universe intervened and what I thought I wanted to manifest never came true. So remember that as we manifest. But with the full moon, we worry about letting go. Because the full moon ignites, it brings out our shadows, it illuminates our emotions, it illuminates stuck energy, stuck emotions, it brings things to surface. And oftentimes in a shaky way, you know, opposites. It's when the moon and the sun are opposite. And as you know, opposites in astrology are intense. It's when two planets are going at each other and they're in opposite signs, so they're at sort of a war with each other. So the sun, you know, it illuminates the moon, or the moon illuminates all that from the sun. So we got the Capricorn full moon, which Capricorn is, the moon is not happy in Capricorn. It is not happy in the cold, dry Saturn sign. It is debilitated. So right off the bat, you got the full moon in one of its, least happiest spots. we have it opposite Mercury right now, in which is adding more intense to our emotions in the sign of Cancer. And if you remember, if you want to know what that is going to be like, make sure you check out last week's episode. We talked a lot about Mercury moving into Cancer and how it is really bringing out our emotions, and it's also helping us figure out what is important to us. So with this full moon, we kind of like are going to see what's important to us through trials and tribulations and maybe aggression, arguments with, you know, those closest to us. Meaning we might be close with someone, but then we really see what matters, or is that hindering the peaceful or happiness life or emotional state I'm trying to be in. So that can really highlight that. We're going to be thinking we're going to have a lot of trouble, and we're going to be almost having forced logic. What am I trying to say here? How am I trying to put this out? When we have Mercury in the moon sign, we know right away you are talking with, the language is very intuition, soft, moving, flowing. Imagine the moon, and now you have Mercury in there that likes to make sense, and now it's getting overwhelmed by those emotions. And then you have Capricorn, full moon, that is wanting to restrict that. So we might have a quick wake-up call. We might have been lost in emotions and someone sort of gives us this wake-up call, or we have a sudden wake-up call that's just presented in front of us out of nowhere. You know, that's the trine to Uranus. Often it's going to lead to like productive and good things, but it's sort of the wake-up call that we needed. Hey, it's time to get out of your emotions and think logically, if that makes sense to those. I feel like that was a lot right there, I guess. You know, I was getting lost in my words with Mercury and Cancer. So some resentments are going to come up. They're going to come to play. Deep resentments. They could be resentments that have been brewing, that sort of bubble over during this full moon. Or it could be past resentments that you didn't know something even bothered you anymore, and then somehow you were triggered by it and had a memory. And you're like, ooh, I guess I do really still have a resentment for that person, and mostly family. This is really going to come up with a lot of family stuff. We got Mercury in the moon sign of family, and we have the sun. So it's going to come up maybe for some resentments we have against our father. Maybe we'll see some resentments against father and mother. But it's important to know, well, first of all, there's no use in resentment. So let me say that, because I can promise you, whoever you have a resentment for does not care. It is only hurting you. It is not hurting them. So these resentments that are coming up around your family, people in your home environment, maybe people blocking that, it's actually hurting you and hindering your growth. So these are coming up right now so you can remove them, or you can begin to remove them. When I say remove, it's not just a switch on the finger. It's about bringing awareness, gaining consciousness in it, and then every day making a concerted effort to remove something. And usually it's removing the thinking. And so you got to find forgiveness to remove that. This energy is coming up. It's saying, hey, this doesn't feel good. This energy is somehow toxic in your body. And we need to see it. We need to feel it. We need to look at it and start to remove it. And a lot of times, this might sound silly to some of you, but when I feel a resentment coming up, or I feel anger towards someone, when I feel opposite of love, my heart, I close my eyes, even if it's really hard, like I want to punch them in the face. I don't. I just send them love from the heart chakra and good vibrations. And I try to do, and it's amazing how that shifts your perspective and your energy. And even if you have to do it a million times, any of these resentments that come up, do that. Fight that resentment with love. Fight that resentment with peace. You're not going to be perfect at it, but it gets easier this way. So we're going to be clearing old family karma, old family patterns, old family resentments, maybe the way that you chose to build a home environment. You see that, I don't know if I want to do the same way my family did it, or maybe you start to see how you actually played out those patterns in your own family. We can definitely feel a little bit more annoyed, resentful, overworked, tired, determined. That's a positive one. More anxiety. Again, today was just like, roadblock, major accident. I went to go get this salad at an Italian market and they weren't taking cash. I went over across the street to buy a new like vape you know, I needed a battery, and he was just not there. He said, I'll be back. Then I went somewhere else. I bought an overpriced. I ended up buying a cheese quesadilla that came to $25. It's just like everything was like moving and not moving, which is, again, what this is going to feel like. There's going to be a lot of blocks and then breakthroughs, but a lot of slow moving. When Saturn is there, we are going to have our daily life blocked, restricted. And again, in the form of these annoying ways of like a store being closed when you need to go there, or a power outage when you needed something, sort of those ways. But in the bigger ways, with that square to Uranus, those emotional clearing, those breakthroughs are going to come after you feel like broken, restricted, and then the breakthrough will come. I promise you it will come. Our intuition is going to be very strong, remember, but it may be very conflicted with logic as well, or someone, you know, you feel like you need to trust your intuition, but someone's beating down logic. Definitely any big decisions, give it a few days to make those decisions. Fears can override or clog your intuition as well. We can definitely feel some fears, and something being taken away can happen this. You know, you definitely want to go to your whole sign houses of Capricorn and Cancer, and it can be something silly. When I hate, you know, take away, it doesn't mean it's something serious. It could be like someone stole your mailbox. Again, you never know exactly how this is going to play out, but and remember, what's going to be shown to us is our body listens and then it responds, right? Our body is constantly listening to the thoughts that our mind is saying, the anxiety-ridden thoughts and all of it, good and bad. And then the body responds to what the mind is saying. So we need to understand, if you have a lot of anxiety, if you have a lot of things that you can feel are triggering your body in not healthy ways, you need to figure out how to shift those, because again, your body responds. What are you feeding your mind in order to feed your body? We're always worried about what are we feeding our body, but to feed our mind, but what are you feeding your mind to feed your body? The health comes through that. Mindfulness is going to be really important. And I think there can be some exposure with this full moon where you really realize that you need mindfulness to get it together and to come back inwards to the love. Come in and ground yourself from the inside out. Whew. Again, I think it's going to be an interesting full moon. Again, blocks and breakthroughs is what keeps coming to me. Things getting blocked, but then it ends up working out with a breakthrough. That is a big message. So, you know, both pendulums. We got that Capricorn moon in a full moon. You get the both pendulums. At the same time, we got Venus trining Saturn, and we're going to feel that throughout the week, the rest of the week, probably Wednesday, well into Saturday. This is going to be good. This is some good love stuff, especially results. This is one trying to deliver. They bring results. So results with love through hard work and commitment. All right. So if you've been putting in the hard work, with either your own self-love in order to find new love, or like changing your love patterns, or you're already in a relationship and you guys, because romance and love takes really hard work, and you've been putting in that work for it, you should start seeing some results show up with this. And again, we still have Saturn retrograding. So again, more rewards with the hard work. With this transit, results around strict action with maybe we took with our child. This came up, you know, let's say your child is acting out. And if you've listened to my podcast, you know, I've had to get both my kids therapies and behavioral health for them acting out in different ways. And you put the work in and you had to take some, again, strict action that maybe, you know, wasn't easy, but strict action, we can start to see the positive results from that with this transit as well. We're going to see classic beauty and things, a person, you know, we're going to seek that out a little bit, finding joy in the past or going backwards at something and changing the way you view it. You know, maybe it was painful, but now you can see the happiness in it, or the reason why it worked out, and that brings you happiness and joy. And also, I think it's going to be like bringing things together. This could definitely be a time that would be like a positive, I feel like a good weekend to have like a family reunion, a baby shower, a dinner, a visit with relatives, just freeing yourself of you know, those resentments you cleared from the full moon, and now you're able to go into this new like family community with like fresh energy, not resentments, you know. Or maybe you'll have the option to plan it out, you know, let go of that resentment. And then you're like, hey, you know what, I want to come together with that person again that actually has meant something to me and with a clear slate. Because no matter what the relationship are, every relationship is a karmic relationship and it's a reflection into ourselves, and none will be perfect. And we have to forgive people and accept people for their mistakes if we want to be forgiven and accepted for our mistakes. I don't know about you, I fuck up all the time. I make mistakes a lot. Hopefully they're new mistakes and I learn from them, but it's an important way because we're always evolving. So also, you know, seeing results from maybe letting go of a toxic habit, a toxic person. Then the next day we got Venus square Neptune. So maybe we'll just all of a sudden, you know, feel like we need to go back to that grounded energy. Maybe we'll get a little bit, again, that's pretty fleeting. And Neptune is sort of like, you know, when it squares that with Neptune, different things, it's not always that big of a deal. There's my mail. Sorry, I just saw a big figure come to my door and I got scared for a second, but he just popped the mail in there. Okay, yeah, just making sure. No one's trying to jimmy the lock. But it could be that you go out with your loved one and they get like a little too stoned or too drunk and they annoy you. Again, I like to give the big ways and the small ways this might show up. And then this weekend we got Mercury conjuncting the sun. Our intuition is going to feel a little burnt up again. We went from emotions to fighting off, trying to figure out what logic is. And then we go and Mercury gets a little burnt up. Our mind gets a little burnt up as well. So our mind is going to be very burnt up with a lot of emotions this week. So it's definitely a week that you're going to be growing, but you might find yourself not sure which way to go or what way to even trust yourself or believe in yourself or really figure things out. It's going to be a confusing week. So again, this is not a week to make any major decisions in your romance, in your relationships, in your love, in your friendships. This is going to be a whirlwind of logic, emotions, intuition. It's going to be a little crazy, but that will feel better and you'll get clarity next week. And also, like, I wrote this one down, but I'm curious, especially because the sun is in Cancer right now, technology failing through water. Let me knock on wood. Please let all my technology be okay. But like your phone getting lost while you were canoeing or, you know, just like weird stuff like that. Again, if any of it shows up like this, please let me know because I love it. So next Monday, we have Mercury opposite Pluto retrograde. So, you know, we can hear dark news, we could seek out darker news, we could be like almost as silly as someone saying, I feel like I've said that a million times today, almost as silly, so forgive me, I won't say it all the time, but as someone telling you like a dark tale about like the relatives 5 generations back as well. But we might also be in our own brain, and again, let's say next Wednesday, we'll be able to trust ourselves again, or we'll be able to have clarity, I should say, not just trust yourself. It's going to be, it's a little bit for Mercury right now, getting lost in the emotions. Next Tuesday, though, Mercury moves into Leo. And again, next week, I'll hopefully do something on Sunday so I can talk a little bit more about this. But for instance, I was thinking, okay, this is showing up in my 12th house. When the sun, Mercury and the sun, sometimes it reveals to me my ego and how I am my own worst enemy or what some of my, you know, not so great traits are. And I was like, how is this going to show up? And I thought, all right, I'm going to Italy. So right away, maybe it'll show up by me like feeling like a little overconfident, which I don't believe you ever can be, but, or a little bit into myself too much, or I'll be posting like, oh, here I am, dropping off the cliff. So I guess that's not so bad. I hope that's how that shows up. It'll show up in other ways as well, but maybe I'll get into a fight with an Italian man or something and it'll go viral. But anyways, in general, we're going to be a little bit louder, a little bit more livelier. We're going to be seeking out those last few weeks of Leo season and having fun. You know, I mean, the sun will then move into Leo shortly after, but we're going to be seeking out enjoyment. What brings us fun? The humble brag that came to me, like, you know, the humble brag. I don't even need to give an example. Also, something great here is all of a sudden, the wisdom that we gained from last year, from the last time that Mercury was in Leo a year ago, we are going to be able to see it. We're going to be able to use it. You know, the sun, when it's in Leo, Leo represents wisdom, but different from Jupiter wisdom and different from Saturn wisdom. It's like those wisdoms combined and how you shine your light through that wisdom and how you lead with that wisdom. And so that is how that kind of shines through that. So we are going to see our wisdom that we gained from the last year, and we're going to be like, oh, shit. I did something different. I really grew from that. That's going to play out. So we also might shine on just a new identity, saying, hey, I want to start this new way, a new identity. I want to try something new. I want to lead in a new way. And we're going to be able to channel our father and masculine energy a little bit more, and we'll really embrace that. It's going to be a good week. Again, guys, our intuition and our mind gets clogged up. And each time something gets clogged up, it shifts, and then you get to a new level of thought and a new level of awareness. That I know. I can promise you that. All right. So again, 2 weeks, guys, I am off. I am going to try very hard for next Sunday to get that episode out for the 2 weeks I'm gone. But I can't make a total promise, again, because I will be working up until then, and I leave next Monday. And I'm excited to come back and share with you guys. Make sure, though, for those 2 weeks, I'll be definitely doing some TikToks in Italy. So make sure you follow me, Cosmic Colleen 1C, Instagram, and TikTok, so you can keep up with some of the knowledge anyway, even if you don't have it on this episode. Thank you, everyone, again, for your support. I hope you have a great week and a great full moon. Go ahead and let go of those resentments, you know? You will want to feel stubborn, but try to remove that stubbornness. Try to remove that, because believe it, that energy is affecting you. It's not affecting them. I can promise you that. I love you guys. Have a fabulous week. Thank you again for tuning in, and you all are the best. Love you.